Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We're a little behind. No, we're not behind. We're on Amr of Chista. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Amr of Chista. Rav Chista said, Matnos Kahuna, Eina Echolos Elatali. You should only eat them roasted. Only roasted. Why only roasted? And also, you should only eat them with mustard, with relish. Why? That's a good way to eat it. Kishmak. My time, why? Amar Kra, Lamashcha. It says Lamashcha, right? Which means, Ligadula. Kederach Shahamalachim Oakland. The way kings eat it. That's the best way to eat it. The way kings eat it. That's Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Ein Echol. Second to last Tosfos. Vim Tomar, wait a minute. Perakal HaTadir. In Perakal HaTadir, Arminon, we say, Ubakulan Rishayan Hakahan and Lashanos Bachilas Lechon Sluyan Shalukin Mubishalim. Wait a minute, what are you talking about? The Gemara says that the Kahanim can eat the meat from the Kabanos any way they want. Whether it's roasted, cooked, Shalukin means cooked with water, Mubishalim, regular cooked, right? It doesn't make a difference, whatever they want. Kings don't eat only one way, kings eat whatever they want. So what do you mean, only roasted? The Gemara says, when it comes to karbanos, the sky's the limit. Venira, listen to this, Monty. You hear the question? Venira, divadai kemosha tovlo. You can eat meat however you want. Vahanana yoser mitzali achalahu. Right? Vahanana yoser mati achalahu. You can eat whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy, you can eat. Aval. Adam shetovlo tzali kishalak umavushal yochel tzali shehu derech gedoli yoser. If it makes no difference to you, eat it roasted, because roasted is the best one. You hear that? If it's all the same to you, a barbecue is the best way to eat meat. You hear that? That's it. If you have a preference, then you can eat the preference whatever you want. Why? Lamashla, kings don't have limitations. No one can tell the king, oh, we can't have meat today. Nobody says it to the king. Nobody can tell the kohen how we can eat. But if it's all the same, doesn't make a difference, roasting is the preference. Anyone disagree with that? Barbecue's the best. Right? Okay. November of Chista. Esrim Barba Matos Kahuna. There are 24 Matos Kahuna. We're going to list them now. Not now, we'll do some at the end of the daf, maybe tomorrow. Kol Kohen, she ain't a bucky behen, ain't no sin lo matana. Any Kohen who is not a bucky in the 24 matanos doesn't get matana. You hear that? Says the Gemara, v'lav mil sahi. That's not true. It has to be a bucky. But the Kohen that I'm always doesn't get. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Kohen she ain't a moda b'avoda ain't no chelik mekuhuna. That's a different story. If you're not moda in the avoda, then you don't get kahuna. Then you don't get. Says Rashi, Sha'amar Belivo, he says to himself, Divri hevel hay. This is ridiculous. This worship, this base of mikdash is ridiculous. This is hevel. Below tiva hamakom lakar v'lokarbanos. Hashem never commanded this. Elamosha bada Belivo. Moshe made this up. You hear this? Says the Ritva. Wait a minute. Any mitzvah that you say that about, you become an apikoros. If you're a kofir. Hashem never made up the rule of tzitzis. Moshe made it up on his own. If a kohen says that, he's an apikoros. What's going on here? If you're not moda to the karbanos, Rashi's impossible pshat. Rashi's a very difficult pshat. Rashi just said it's impossible. Right? Gemara said that if you're not moda, if a kohen's not moda to the avoda, if a kohen's not moda to the avoda, he doesn't get manas kahuna. Said Rashi, that means he says, and Moshe made this up by himself. This is not God given. After Ritva, any mitzvah, that's true, any mitzvah. If you say tefillin is not God given, you're not the Torah. If you say tzitzit is not God given, why are you picking the karbanos? What? You hear the question? So the Ritva explains like this. Now, you agree. You agree that it's God-given. You agree it's God-given. What's your problem? You don't think it does anything. You agree God gave it. Does it do anything? No, it doesn't do anything. That's your problem.
So if that's how you feel, you're not going to get any. You don't deserve any matnas kahuna. That's you're not an api karis if you think that. After all, says the Chassam Sofer, the Rambam says, what's the reason why a karbanos are even given? Right, the famous Rambam, Mor Nevuah. Rambam says, what's the reason they were given? The reason they were given is because people have an atiya for avodah zarah. They have an atiya to go worship idols. So Hashem said, I'm going to make karbanos. So let them be busy with this. Let them be busy with this, and they won't go worship idols. According to the Rambam, there's no toelis to karbanos. There's no toelis at all. It's just a gimmick that the Jews shouldn't worship idols. That's no toelis. Now, it's impossible. It's impossible what the Rambam says. It's impossible. Not only that, the Chassam Sofer points out that the Rambam himself, that's in the Mor Nevuchim. Some people say, how do you explain this Rambam? He was talking to the Nevuchim. Right? To the perplexed people. That's what he told the perplexed people. That's not what he really believed. That's what he just said that. And if in Hilchot Me'ilah, the Rambam says like this, Kol Karbonos Kulon Miklal Chukim Heim. Karbonos are one of the things that are rechok, right? One of the things that are rechok. Amru chachamim, shebishvil avodas hakarbonos haolam omeim. How could the Rambam say that because of karbonos, the olam is omeim, and at the same time say it was only given as a gimmick? Says the Chassam Sofer. There are many things that were done at the times of the avos, karbonos being one of them, that today is awesome. The other one is a matziva, right? He says that you're not allowed to make a matziva in your backyard. A bama. Even though the Amos did that, all three of them did that. So what happened? Now Hashem is repulsed by that. You do that; it's a horrible thing to do. Avraham Avinu did it. Yeah, Avraham Avinu did it, and Yitzchak did it, and Yaakov did it. Until you're not allowed to do it. So why is Korbanos any different? Adam Rishon brought a carbon, and Noach brought a carbon. Avram Yitzchak Yehov brought a carbon. How can I say that it's mutter? Not only the mutter, the whole Beit HaMikdash, the olam is all made on that. Why is that mutter? Why did that happen? Right, exactly. So how come today that's mutter? I mean, not today. How come that became half a tefer for Yikra? How come? How come Hashem wasn't repulsed by that? He's repulsed by my tefers. The answer is, as a gimmick. You hear that? That's the gimmick. Of course the Olam is Omid on Avoda. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Rambam quotes that Mishnah. Of course the Olam is Omid on Avoda. Why is that true? It's a gimmick. This question is far better than the answer. It's one of the most difficult Rambams in all of Rambam. What Rambam learned. One of the most difficult ones. How he can say such a thing. But they use that to answer Rashi. Rashi says over here, you say that Kavanos is made up by Moshe. Every mitzvah is like that. Right? Every mitzvah is like that. What month? The Rebbe says, no, what it means is, you don't think it does anything. You don't have to question if you think that. Right? You'll do it. You believe it's God-given. It has every reach, the choach, and all. You have to believe in all that. You don't have to believe in all that. What? No, here's the Ritva's word. Shesover she'enem chove, the enem ma'akeves, el enemro le'mitzvah bovad. It's a mitzvah. It's a ma'akev, it's a chove, it's a status. Okay, I don't know about all that, but it's a mitzvah. 100% I'm going to do it. Now that's the wrong attitude. You have an attitude like that, you're not getting my tonos. But Rashi says impossible. Rashi says you say that Moshe made it up. But that's true with any mitzvah. Okay. Shneimar, Hikri ben Dam, Hashlama ben Chelev, Ibnei Aaron, Tielo Shokai min Lamana. Ein Liela Debelvat. I only know about that. Minayin, Laravos, Hameshes Vyavodos. How do we know that it also includes the other 15 Avodos? Now, we're going to have, in this list, we're going to have 16. So one of these has to come out. I don't know which one. Kigod, Yitzikos, pouring oil. Melilos, mixing oil. Tesitos, crushing the bread to the oil. Melichas, right, salting. Tanufa, waving. Hagasha, coming close. Kemitos, which is the parentheses. Haktaros, burning. Then the next one said it's Tzios, which is squeezing the bird against the wall. Mitzui. Hamalikos. Malika. Kabbalah. Hazah. Hashkasota. Arifadegla Rupa. Haris Metzorah. The Tzias Kapaya. Duchenek. Bain Bifnim, Bain Bachot. Hamadama Bnei Aaron, Avoda Hamasurul of Bnei Aaron. If you have a Apikaris Dika thought on any of these things, any of these Avodas, you lose out on the Namasura. Not just Shchita, not just any of these, even these minor things, even. Bechal Kohen Sheena Modaba, Ein Lochelik Bekahuna. Taimo de Eina Modaba. Ha Modaba. What if you agree with it? Apal Gav de Eina Baki Behen. You're not a Baki. Well, you lose the Kahuna because you're not a Baki? No. Because you're not a big expert in Mitzikos, you lose out on that. No, absolutely not. You mowed in it. Then you get it. Okay. Amar of Abba, Amar of Huna, Amar Rav. Chutin Shebelechi, the some kind of veins in the Lechi, Asurin, they're Usher. Why are they Usher? So I think the reason they're Usher is because there's Dam in there. V'chol Kohen She'enido Litlon, Ein Nos Lamatana. And if a Kohen doesn't know that, and he doesn't know how to take those out, don't give him. It's not worth giving it. Velohi, that's not true. Why? Because Ibitavya midav daivi. If you're going to roast, we said this already earlier, all blood comes out during roasting. Vila kederit, if you're going to cook it, so that either michtach le, umalach lehu, midav daivi. So then you're going to have to salt it. So either way, it's not an issue. What do you mean? Right. Very interesting. Yeah, I hear you. Now, Amar Rava, listen to this. This is a little bit of a historical Gemara. What? Amar Rava, Badak Lon Rav Yosef. Rava tested Rav Yosef. Rava tested Rav Yosef. Says Rashi, Badak Lon, Menasa Osanu, he tested him, Im No Dalahashis, if he's going to know how to answer back. Then Rashi says, V'Rava Kohen Hayim. Rava was a Kohen. Okay, look at the bottom Tosfos. Right, look at the bottom Tosfos. Rava Garcinon, Rava. It says over here Rava. The Rava Kohen Hava. Rava was the Kohen. Kida Amar Beperak Ad Kama. He says the word Rava and Rava. Only reading the word Rava. Rava Hava Mavatale Verova. Mina Nami Abaya Verava. Midemet Eli Kaasu. We have a tradition that Abaya no Shiloh was the Kohen, and Rava were descendants of Eli, which is why they died young. There was a curse on the family. What about Rava? What do you want from Rava? Rava's not in the story. Says Rashi, no, that Girsa says Rava. So it's a machlokes whether Rava was a Kohen or not. I thought this was a very interesting machlokes. I was in the front store this past week, and they said someone came out with a new sefer on biography of the Amoraim. And he says in there that you don't find three pages in Shas. Three consecutive pages, and you will not find three consecutive pages in Shas where Baye and Rava don't argue. It's amazing. And we don't even know if the guy was a Kohen or not. Right? We don't even know. It's a machloket. The gear is a machloket. So anyway, the great Rava who appears every three pages in Shas, right? Every three pages. Someone once told me he appears every page. But I went to Brachas that page, not on Brachas that page, Rava. Not on every page. But this was the safer set. Every three pages, both of them are there. Fascinating. So Rava was doing the following test. He said, "Hi Kahana, the Chatzis Matanza. Let's say a Kohen grabs the Matano. He grabs the Matanos. Why did he do that? Because he's hungry. No, that's not why he does that. Doesn't it show a little bit of Kavivus? Right? The Torah out. You run to go give it a kid. Doesn't that show Kavivus? Doesn't that show that you're excited?" Right. So chavuve kama chavim mitzvah. Does it show chavivus that you love the mitzvah? Oh, or zilzule kama zazel the mitzvah. But just the opposite. It shows you being mazazel the mitzvah. You're running like some glutton, right? So upashtanale, and they answered him v'nasan. It's just that he has to give it to you. That's veloshi yito. You don't take it by yourself. Wait for the butcher to give it to you. That's the best way. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, you know, Abaya, the No Shiloh was a Kohen. No Shiloh, he was a Kohen. So Mireish have a Chatifna Matanta. I used to go grab them. Amina, I said, Chavu become a Chaviv in the mitzvah. It shows how excited I am. Kiva de Shemana Lahu, since I heard that it said, Velo Nasan Velo Shitol Me'atmo. heard Rava say that you shouldn't do that. It says in the pasuk to give it, not to grab it. So mitach lochas, if not, I wouldn't even grab it. I wouldn't grab it. However, meimar amri habuli, I would tell the butcher, by the way, here is my address. So when you want to give it out, go come send me a telegram, come get it. Right? Then, kiva de shemana, what? Right. Kiva de shemana lahu to Tanya. Since it says, someone told me or I learned that it says, by Shmuel, vayatu achwe habetza, that's what Shmuel's children, Chafdim Pinchas, who were not such tzaddikim. Eli's children that were not such. Right, he's giving. That would Rameir Amar Bnei Shmuel. Chelkom, who's Bnei Shmuel? Bnei Eli. So it's other people. Bnei Shmuel? Yeah, Bnei Shmuel. Chelkom Sha'alu B'pihem. They used to do that. They used to ask. And we don't know who these people are. I don't know, maybe they have names. But they were not tzaddikim. They're not people that we look up to in posterity, right? Shmuel's children, who are they? That's Shmuel. But they used to do that. They used to say, I know, they were Levine anyway. I know, I'm not sure what this is. Anyway, whatever it is, however you learn this Gemara, Memar Nami Lo Amina. Once I heard that they did that, I stopped doing that too. Right? Because that's not the appropriate way to behave. You don't even say, here's my address. But the Yahavali Shakilna. But if they would come over and give it to me, I would take it. Then Kibbutz the Shmeila of the Tanya. Then I learned the Brisa says that once Shimon HaTzadik died, the bracha of Lechem Aponim stopped, and the bracha of Lechem Aponim stopped. It used to be you get a tiny little piece of Lechem Aponim, you filled up the whole day. Then it stopped. So Hatzenuim, the shy ones, the Tanuis, Moshe Hasim, they would stop taking Lechem Aponim. Not going to fill up anyway. What should they take it for? They stop taking it. The Agarganim, the Chalkin, right? The glutton ones, the Kahanim, they took. So when Abaya heard that, Mishkalami lo shakilna, he stopped taking. Labar, listen to this tomorrow. Labar me'al me'mali yom adikipura. Except for Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Erev Yom Kippur, we learned this once. A lot of people are making karbanos because it's a big suda for Yom Kippur. There's a lot of matanos to go around. Listen what he did. Lachzuki nafshai v'kahane. You hear this? He wanted to make everyone know that he's a Kohen. He didn't want anyone to forget he's a Kohen. Once a year he got the matanos. Nobody should forget I'm a Kohen. You hear that? Ask the Gemara. No one should forget he's a Kohen. Ask the Gemara. V'lifros yote. Didn't he duchen? Didn't Abaye duchen? Abaye the Kohen. Didn't he duchen? What? No, but you see them going up. Who goes out? It's not like here where everyone goes out. Only Kahanim and Levim go out. Right? So they still, who goes out, they wash their hands. Who goes up to the Dukhani? Right? So Velifrit Zohar, they want to see when he's Dukhani. So the Gemara gives, Rashi's answer is impossible. Rashi says, so the Gemara says, Ansi Le Idne. Ansi Le Idne. What do those words mean? Rashi says, at that time when he was in Yeshiva, look at Rashi. Itim Shekava L'Talmidav, he was busy with his Talmidim, and he wouldn't do it. Right? He was busy learning when the shul was davening. And that could probably answer why he never got the first aliyah. Which the Gemara could have asked that question. Why did he get the first aliyah? The answer is, because he was never in shul. It's impossible. It's an impossible answer. So why don't they think he gets the first aliyah? Not the general public. Uh-huh. So the riff in the Rosh said he was always in stomach pain, and he was never able to even stand. So he took it. That can spend time with his boys warning. What does that mean? Couldn't right. What? There's boy explained. Shaloha yachol lishot afilu k'day amiris shloshet tzukim shal berkhas kadim. Couldn't even stand for 3 tzukim berkhas kadim. He couldn't do it. What? Uh-huh. They couldn't sit for dukkanim. I saw that the new sefer came out, Rabbi Yashiv, as true, but someone asked him, can a Shliach Tzibur sit? He's not well. He's in a wheelchair, let's say. Yard side, can he sit? Be Shliach Tzibur. Interesting question, right? You have to stand. But if the guy's yard side, he wants to adopt the office, can he sit? He's in a wheelchair. Interesting question. I'm not sure. I don't remember what he answered. I think he said yes. I'm not sure what he said. But it's interesting. So the Rashi, So the Archel says he davened, he would daven with in the yeshiva, but that wasn't publicized. Okay. The Talmidim knew, but no, the Oilam didn't know. Okay. Amr of Yosef, Hai Kahana, the Islay Tsubamer, listen to this, Gemara. Hai Kahana, let's say you have a Kohen. And he's not so poor. Here's the Matanos. Islay Tsubamer, Bishavuvuse, but he knows there's a Tamachachim in his neighborhood. Dechikale Milta, who's very poor. He knows this guy could really use some dinner. And he doesn't need it. So, Lizkile Matante, Afagafdalo Asaliyade. He can be Zoche the Matanos for the poor Tamachachim, even though he never touched it. Never. What? Right. So he can be Zoche. He's going to get it. He's going to get it. But he tells the owner, listen, I don't need it. He needs it. So, what? I'm still entitled. Pass over me, give it to him. Tosfos HaRosh asked that question. And he answers, because this way, other people will do it also. People are going to know, oh, there's a poor man in town. There's a poor man in town. Right? So the butcher says, I was going to give you today. And I was going to give the other Kohen tomorrow. I was going to give the third Kohen on Tuesday. Now I know there's a poor man in town. Oh, now I'll give it to the poor man. I don't know. It's a good question. You hear that? It's a beautiful question. It's a beautiful answer. This is publicizing for that Nehemiah. Help out. Hey, Nakanami, give it to the Kohen. The Kohen can go this way. The butcher knows now. The butcher has a heads up. Who's the poor man? The butcher now can bypass the Kohanim and go straight to the butcher. Tell all the butchers, by the way, these Kahana, they don't need it. They're okay. They're well off. This guy needs it. Exactly what Tosfos HaRosh said. Right. And by the way, b'makirei kahani v'leviya, it's only work where the Kahanim and Leviim are well known. What Leviim are doing here, I don't know. So the Kahanim are well known. So this whole charade, not a charade, this whole tzedakah endeavor can work. Those are the following story. It's also a possible story. Rav of Safra iklu lebe mar yuchne bereder of Chana bar Ada, v'amrile lebe yar yuchne bereder of Chana bar Bizna. Anyway, they're sitting at this guy's house. Avid lahu iglatils, so they bring out the good meat. Amale Rav l'shame. Rav says to the servant, Zachi. Now, whether or not, Rashi says like this, Rav was a Kohen. Rashi held Rav was a Kohen. So by right, Rava had the right to get the matana. Rava had the right to get it by right. However, Rashi says in the top Rashi in the lines of words. I'm not going to read it same time. Rashi says that Rava didn't want to ask for it as a kohen because Abaya said you shouldn't do that. Right? That's not the right to behave. So Rava didn't want to ask for it as a kohen. So what did he do? Still a tamachachim. He asks for it as a tamachachim. Bypass the kahanim and give it to me. That's what the Rav says. The servant was a kohen. Good question. But Rav is also a kohen according to Rashi. And if you hold Rav is not a kohen, it makes it make more sense. But Rav knew this Gemara. Rav knew we're allowed to bypass kahanim. So Rav says to the servant. Amrile Rav Lashami, Zachi Lamatanta, Ida Lamecha, Lishna Bukhardla. I'd love to have that meat. So, with mustard, it's relish, I'm really hungry. So, bypass you, you're the Kohen, you're the default Kohen, so we give it to you. Bypass you and give it to me. Okay? That's what Rav says. So Rashi says, even though he was a Kohen, he wanted it as a Yisrael, as a Tamachacham, to bypass the issue of asking for it. Okay? And if you hold he's not a Kohen, that he couldn't ask for because I'm entitled to it. No, he wants it from the servant. Servant's a Kohen. So Rava says, you know, we just learned the Gemara that you can bypass the Kohen and give it to a Tabakhacham. So bypass you and give it to me. Rava's a Kohen also according to Rashi. Right, but he didn't want to ask because I'm supposed to ask. So he tells the thing, as a Tabakhacham, then I'm there. Yeah. He's hungry, he wants the good meat. So, Zachile, the guy does this. Rava achal Rasafa lo achal. Rava ate, Rasafa wouldn't eat it. And akrili Rasafa b'chelma, that night, Rasafa has a dream. Right, we don't, most, I don't know, I never dream about cooking, but Rasafa did. And in the dream, the following pasuk appears to him. The pasuk says, Mada beged b'yom kara, right, the ruined beged on the ruined day, chomet al netzer, also vinegar, like ruined things, v'shir b'shirim al lev ra, and you're going to sing songs to people that are bad. It's all about bad things. So, Asala came into Rav Yosef, and he took that as a sign, right? He went to Rav Yosef, Amalei. Dilma mishum the Abri Ashmait, the Marek Rinachi. Maybe the reason I saw that pasuk is that I didn't need to meet. And I violated the Zin. Zin is, you can bypass the Kohen and give it to the Talmud Chacham. I should have eaten. Maybe it's Hashem telling me I did something wrong. Says Rav Yosef, just after this, Amalei, Ki Amri Ana, that Zin was first of all Ba'acher. Right? Ba'acher. You can go to the butcher to bypass the Kohen. Not to go to the Kohen. Right? Ba'al-Karche Mazkei. The guy has no choice. What, you tell Rava no? This attendant is going to tell Rava no, I'm not doing it for you. Right? Rava appears every 2 pages in the chat. He's going to tell him no, I'm not doing it for you. He's not going to do that. Also, V'chi Amri Ana, when did I say this din? L'man de lo efshalei. Someone's very poor. So it's a way that the poor people should have what to eat. Actually, Rava's not poor. The whole thing is not right. Rava was wrong. So if Rava was wrong, why didn't Rava see the pasuk? Tell my time, Akrin Hachi. Why were you talking to see the pasuk? Klape Rava. You saw it for Rava. Go tell Rava what you saw. Aye, for the crying of Rava. Why didn't Rava have a dream like that? The answer is Rava needs to have a. Rava was this. Had it translated nato. He was rebuked by Hashem. So Rashi had some crazy story over here from Tainet that Rava killed somebody in his bed, put somebody to death. The king was upset at Rava. He tried to get Rava, he wanted to get Rava in trouble. So Rava davened and it made it rain so that they should leave him alone. And Rava's father came to him in a dream and said, Rava, you're making heaven go out of its way for you, making it rain for you for no reason. We're not going to be so forgiving about that. And therefore, I'm not bringing Rashi. And therefore, 1 minute. And therefore, when it came time for Rava to get a little Muslim from Hashem, Hashem wouldn't give it to him. Hashem's angry at him because he made Hashem, Rava made Hashem go out of his way for him. Hashem wasn't so. He'll give the Muslim to Rav or Rav tell it over. He's not going to tell it to Rava himself. That's what Rashi says. What's our story? Same story. I told you the background. Okay? Next. Amalei Abayla of Dimi, who postulated the Krav of Mike Ziv. Now that pasuk that we just said, the bad people, what's the pasuk of that pasuk? You know, worn out clothes? Amalei, the Shonel Talmud Sheina Hogan. That's talking about learning with the Talmud is not correct. The Amar Behuda Marav, Kol Shonel Talmud Sheina Hogan, Nopal Begehenim. If you teach a Talmud that's not Hogan, that's not proper, you go to Gehenim. Now, what this means, I don't know. What does that mean? But Shneimar Kol Choshek Talmud Letzpunav Tochlu Eish Lo Nofach Yara Sirid Baalov Ein Fidel Talmud Chacham Shneimar Siridim Asher Hashem Kori. Amar Deira Amar Rav Kol Shonel Talmud Chacham Sheina Hogan. Zorik Evan Lamarkulis, like throwing a stone to Markulis from Ashot's place. You think, why do people throw stones? People throw stones because they want to ruin something. Right? When you throw a stone at someone's car, they want to ruin the car. Right? Here, you think you're throwing stones, you're going to ruin the car. What you're going to ruin the Avodah Zarah? What are you doing? You're worshipping it. You think you're going to teach Thomas, you're going to teach this guy, maybe you'll try to reach him, and you're just making it worse. Like throwing a stone to my coolant. You think you're doing something good, right? You're belittling. You're not belittling. You're making it worse. You're being over to Avodah Zarah. Shenemar, Kitsib, Kitsror, Evan, Vemar, Gema, Lechei, Nothing, Luxil, Kavod, Luxil, Lonava, Luxil, Tano. What the parameters of this are? When do you learn with someone who's not good? When you don't? I don't know. You have to ask the expert. Right? But as the Pashtus, someone's not hugging, don't learn with them. Okay, back to. Back to what are we up to? Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "I'm a shtatzim and tarach lirshom." if you're a mishtate with a guy, you have to make a mark on the animal so people will know, oh, you know why he's not giving matanos? Not because he doesn't want to do mitzvah. That's not the reason. The reason is because it's the guy's a partner. You don't have to. So you're doing it that people shouldn't have parasite on you and think you're not doing mitzvah. So, tafilu imovet chavim, even with a guy, verminu, wait a minute, ha-mishtate from Kohen. If you're mishtate with a Kohen, tzorek lirshom, you throw. Ha-mishtate imovet chavim, upsuri ha-mikdashin, if you're mishtate with a guy. Or, it's psuli ha-mikdashin, right? Which, what does that mean? That means, once upon a time, it was a carbon. Now it has mum, it's no longer a carbon. So what are you going to do with it? You're going to shaft it in your backyard and eat it. And there's no matanos on that. Why? Because it was once, like we said, there's no matanos by kachim, even though it's not kachim anymore. Since it was once upon a time kachim, there's no matanos. And, ain't tzarech lirshom. You don't have to make a mark. Our mission said you do, but you say you don't. So, hachamai eskinan, you know what we're talking about over there? The yatib over chavim am sachta. When there's a storefront. So when there's a storefront, there's no need to make a rush. Why is there no need to make a rush? Everybody knows there's a guy here. Right? Everybody knows there's a guy. But now wait a minute. What about a Kohen? What about if you're a partner with a Kohen? Then you do have to make a rosher. Why? It's a storefront. Right? Obviously both. What would we say? By a Kohen, yes, roshing. By a guy, no roshing. Why? Because by a job, by a guy, it's a storefront. So then wait a minute. The Kavan say by a Gavi Kohen, so what's a store by a Kohen? The Yosef Am Sachta is also a storefront. The case is the same. I buy Tzara Kedushan. Why do you have to make a Rosh? It's a storefront. Yeah. And I don't have to because I'm a partner with the Kohen. So people shouldn't think that you're avoiding mitzvah. I don't know. I guess they were choshesh. It was a big financial loss. So they made a special deal by the matanos. But both cases are consistent. So if there's a storefront by the guy, there's a storefront by the Kohen. Talking about the Kohen, you still have to make a mark about the guy, you don't. So the Gemara answers, the Amri, Bistron Kazavin. Well, maybe, what does that mean? Maybe people will think that the guy is just there to purchase. It's not his store. He's the customer. What? Yeah. So the Nihach, Yom Kachav, Nami, Ami, Bisha, Kazavin, won't say the same thing by the guy. No, by the Kohen, they're going to say he's not really a customer. He's only a customer. It's not his story, he's a customer. Therefore what? Therefore I need to make a mark. So I don't want to say anything by a guy. He's only a customer. The Gemara says, Ahachem, I skin, the Yosef, Yom Kachav, Akastaf. That, no. Whatever that word means, I don't know what that word means. What? Right, exactly. No one can confuse him as being a customer. He's not a customer, he's mamish, a work owner. The conversation got me calling yesterday, I say anything by a Kohen. Listen to this answer. Amri, hamune hamine. Now maybe he's just a worker there. Maybe he's just there to watch the cash register. He doesn't own it, he's just watching it. So, nami amri hamune hamine. Say anything by the guy. The guy also just working there. The Gemara answers, ain amuna ba'ovikachav. Nobody trusts a guy. Nobody's going to let a guy be behind the cash register. That's impossible. Anybody say, or another answer, listen to this answer. Stop a guy and yell out. The guy and yell out, come in here, come give you, right? They're yelling out, they're standing in front on Atlantic Avenue with those flyers. Right? You ever see that in Borough Park? Only in Atlantic Avenue you see such a thing. Why? That's a guy, because the guy, the advertising is different. So they're out there yelling, come in here to my shop. The Jews don't do that. So by a Jew, you might think he's just a worker, or he's just watching the cash register, or just a janitor, and therefore you have to make a roshim. By a guy, you know full well, this guy owns the store, there's no need for a roshim. What? Right. So, Tosfos asks, we said yesterday that the Anche Dara made a takana. Right? What did we say yesterday? That the Anche Dara made a takana that a Kohen butcher after three Shabbos, right, has to give Manas Kahuna. And I hear we're saying what? that they have to make a roshim. So he gives two answers. First of all, he says this could be the first 2 weeks, or maybe this gemara happened before that zero. Okay, next. Amar Mar, upsuli hamidashin ain tzarich lirishol. Exactly his question. So he said that this is before the zero. That zero was later. Amar Mar, upsuli hamidashin ain tzarich lirishol. Psuli HaMikdashin, we just said, but what's Psuli HaMikdashin? It used to be Kachim. Some mum happened. So now, you can't bring it for Kachim. You can take it to the Beit HaMikdashin. Are you going to take it to the butcher? And how are you going to shach this? Alma, Mucha Chamilsa. Everybody knows, this animal was once upon a time Kachim. Therefore, I don't have to make a mark. Everybody knows, it's Potter. But wait a minute. Psuli HaMikdashin, when it comes to Psuli HaMikdashin, Nimkarim be'itlis, you can sell it by weight. You can sell it in the marketplace. V'nishchatim be'itlis, you can check it in the marketplace. V'nishkalim be'litra, and you can even sell it by weight, which is a little bit of a degrading way. But you can still do that. What's the question? What's the question? So the question is, wait a minute. So how on earth are you going to know that it's Psul HaMakdash? You're not treating it any different than anything else. How are you going to know? So, everyone's going to know. How are you going to know? You're treating it like you treat any other meat. Right? How are you going to know? That's the question, right? So, Tirgumot Rav Ada Bar Ava Kameh Rav Papa, he explained, Ba'osin Hanam Kar B'soch HaBayim. No. There's two other kabbalas that if they have a mum are treated differently. What's that? Bechor and Meiser. That if they have a mum, you can't sell them that way. You can't sell them in the marketplace. You can't sell them by weight. You can't sell them by that. Rather, you do it in your house. Okay? What? Rashi explains, because who gets the money by Bechor? You do. So when you get it, we're not going to do anything to help you get more money. If I absolutely have a Dushin, who gets the money? Beis HaMikdash. It was a carpet. Had a mum. So now what are you going to do? You're going to shaft it. Where do you shaft it? Where are you ever going to get the best possible price? You go to the marketplace, you're going to fetch the best price. When it comes to Bechor, who gets the money? You. So we don't have to go out of our way to give you the best price. And by the way, it's a little bit degrading to have something that was once upon a time, a carpet, to treat it in the marketplace with every other lowlife that's there. So when it comes to getting the base to make this to get good money, we'll suffer that. We'll suffer those embarrassments. But for Bechor, also once upon a time with carbon. I got a mum. Who gets the money? You. So we're not interested in belittling it. So we're going to do as little as possible. Right? We don't care. So therefore, you can't sell it in the marketplace. You got to do it in a tenua way in your house. How does it answer the question? So therefore, when it comes to Psuli HaMikdashin, ain't a chanami. You have to make a mark. Why? Because it's going to the marketplace. It's trying to fetch the best price. When we said you don't have to make a mark for Psuli HaMikdashin, that's by Bechor. That's not going to the market. It's not going to the market. Nobody's going to know. Okay? Very good. Now, Amar Rav Huna, Shutaf Barosh, Pater Ben Alechi. What if you're only a partner in the head? So then you're partner in the Alechi. Shutaf Biyad, Pater Ben Azroa. Shutaf Demeayim, Pater Ben Akeva. Right? Chia Barav, Amar, no! Afilo Shutaf Achat Mehen, Pater Mikulon. Even if you're Shutaf in one, you're partner in all three. They say, wait a minute. Harosh Shali, the Kula Shala. Someone says, if the Kohen says, the Rosh is mine, the rest of the animal is yours, I feel Echad Mimea Barosh, even a hundredth of the Rosh, Pater, your Pater. Hayad Shali, the Kula Shala, the hand is mine, the rest of it's yours, says the Kohen, I feel Echad Mimea Biyad, even a hundredth of the Yad, Pater. Again, Pater. B'nei Me'ayim Shali, the Kula Shala, I feel Echad Mimea Mehen, Pater. My love, what does that mean? Pater, Mina. My love, Pater Men Alechi, Bechayev Bekulan, Pater Men Azroa, Bechayev Bekulan, Pater Men Akeva, Bechayev Bekulan. The Gemara answers, lo, Pater Mikulan. So it's not a kasha on him at all. The list me, Pater Mikulan. How does the Brisa say that? What does it say, Pater Mikulan? But oh, Tanya, wait a minute. We have a separate Brisa that says, Harosh Shali Bekula Shala. If the head is mine and the rest of it's yours, Afilu Echad Meimeya, even one out of 100, Barosh, Pater Men Alechi, Bechayev Bekulan. You are higher than the rest. You know what? Tiyofta Zechiyah Barav, Tiyofta. It's a Tiyofta on him.
Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Chista, Hai Masnita, Asiyasa Lev Shia Bar Rav.
The following Mishnah is what made him make a mistake. He's wrong. But this is what made him make a mistake. As of a long Mishnah, the Tanya, Esiv Rabba Matanos Kunahi, there are 24 Matanos Kuna, the Kula Nistil Aaron Levana, the Klal Prat. They're all given with a Klal Prat, in Parshas Korach, Uber Bris Melach, and with Bris Melach. Kala Mekaimin, Kielu Kayim, Klal Prat, Ubris Melach. If you uphold them all, as if you're being made on Torah Shabbat Peh, Klal Prat, and Bris Melach, Kala Oberle, Kielu Oberle, Klal Prat, Ubris Melach. They all, here they are. Esiv B'Mikdash, there are 10 of the Beis HaMikdash, Arba B'Yerushalayim, the Esther Bigvulin, and 10 anywhere in the world. Esther B'Mikdash, what are the Esther B'Mikdash? Chatas, Chatas O'ov, Asham Vadai, Asham Talui, Divkei Shalmei Tzibur, Lok Shem and Shalmei Torah, Shtei Alechem, Lechem Apanim, Shior Menachos, and Minchas Omer. Those are the 10. Abba B'Yerushalayim, there are 4 in Yerushalayim. What are they? Bechora, Bikurim, Mur Menatodim El Nazir, and number 4 is Oros Kachim. Oros Kachim, the high, plus the dead. Why is that Yerushalayim? Why isn't that Beit HaMikdash? That gets taken off in the Azara. Even Kachakal gets taken off in the Azara. He doesn't answer the question. Rashi in Bava Kama answers. Rashi, I think it's the Rashi in Bava Kama, answers because the only time it's considered Mikdash is if you'd be over a Psul Yotzei. There's no Psul Yotzei on the high. Even though Eina Karami is done in the Beit HaMikdash, there's no Psul Yotzei. Therefore, it's not considered. Mizbeach is considered Yerushalayim. Fine. Eser b'gvulin. One more minute. The 10 in the gvul. What are the 10 in the gvul? The 10 in the gvulin are truma, truma smaiser, chala, reishis hagez, matanos, pidyon aben, pidyon betach hamor, deachuza, decharamim, and gezel hager. So how did he make a mistake? Who saw or he thought? Since Matanos is one, they're all one. So they all rise and fall together. Me Velohi, it's not true. Atumuram, Mitoda, the Ayal Nazir Kachashu Vukhada, the extras of the Toda and the Ayal Nazir are counted as one. Why? Mishum the Chazaninu. Not one. Elakim the Damila Dadi, Chashu Vukhada. Hakanamikim the Damila Dadi, Chashu Vukhada. They're treated as one. Doesn't mean that if you're putter in one of the three because the Kohen the Shutuf in it, it doesn't mean you putter in the other two. He made that mistake, and that's why he was wrong. Okay, we'll stop here at Ibayalahu, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.